as a child and was never really able to get around them. So that took many years for me to get to that point where I could take lessons. And as an adult writer, about 15 years ago, I had already been a physical therapist since 1971. And about 15 years ago, I was taking writing lessons, and I was called on by my trainer to use my body in ways that I suddenly realized I would love to have my patients be using their bodies.
Like what? Give us an example of muscle group, maybe.
Muscle group. Well, your inner thighs, they're adductors, but they're the inner thigh muscles, very hard to strengthen, for instance. And when you're on a horse, in order to keep yourself centered and balanced on the horse, not fall off the horse, that's one group of muscles that call into play. The other very important group, as I said before, is your back muscles and your abdominals. And I think we all know how difficult those are to strengthen and keep ourselves toned, muscle tone. So
you're on The Edge and Centered. I'm Sharon Bard. We're talking about hippotherapy this evening, a healing on horseback. We've been hearing from Fran Judge. She's a physical therapist and director of the Renaissance Healing and Learning Center in Cotati. We'll be joined in a few moments by Joan Lundberg, who is one of the writers. She's an adult who's had a stroke and is recovering from that. And then also with us in the studio, Victoria Peralt is the mother of a 5.5-year-old child who participates in the program. A few more questions for you, Fran. What is the spectrum of people that you work with? What kinds of problems do they have? You mentioned speech and language, but in terms of physical disabilities, who do you see, and are there any limits to who you can see?
The kinds of conditions that I like to work with are children with cerebral palsy, children and adults, children who may have autism, learning disabilities, the physical challenges from developmental delays that occur. Also, adults with Parkinson's, adults who've had strokes, as we mentioned, back pain, MS, multiple sclerosis, is another neurological condition that hippotherapy seems to help and benefit quite well.
So problems that can result from birth or from trauma in life.
That's right.
Brain injuries.
Trauma, yes, brain injuries, exactly. Mm-hmm. Spinal cord injuries. Mm-hmm. Really a lot of quote-unquote diagnoses or right. conditions or disabilities that we work on. And mainly the idea behind that is that it helps to strengthen and help facilitate coordination, balance. Those are the kinds of conditions that it seems to help the most.
Are your therapies covered by medical insurance?
If someone has physical therapy insurance, we can bill third-party reimbursement for that. Otherwise, at this point, I'm offering fee for service.
Mm-hmm. Do many insurers cover physical therapy? Is that an extra rider, or
if they the way health the health field is now, some people do and some people don't have physical therapy coverage, but it is physical therapy. The horse is the tool that we use, so I'm really doing physical therapy on a moving platform that's providing three-dimensional movement. So
nicely put.
Yeah.
You mentioned specially picked horses. How do you train them to work with your clients?
I have a very good staff right now who help to school the horses regularly. When I chose my horses, I was looking particularly for good temperament very tolerant disposition of the horse. We have had horses that have been already trained and broke. They've been ridden, but we have to school them specially so that they learn their job.
What does that mean?
That means that we would introduce to them, first of all, someone on their back who might be imbalanced, might not be able to stay on very well, and who needs assistance. There's people around the horse all the time to ensure safety, for instance, and the horse has to be particularly tolerant of having people around him. and being handled in a particular way. We drive the horses from behind. It's called long range.